Rutherford Issues.
Rutherford Issues.
Nobody covers Rutherford County better than WGNS.
WGNS.
FM 100.5, 101.9, AM 1450, and TV 11.
All right, welcome back in. A man on the scene, our man on the scene, the financial scene, and that's Mr. Lee Colvin. Edward Jones, financial advisor. Looks like Santa Claus was good to you.
Santa Claus was great, Brian. I tell you what, that big jolly old guy in that red suit, he does all right for himself.
Well, I'm telling you.
Well, it's definitely all right for me.
I just want everybody to know, full disclosure here, that at the Rutherford County Christmas Parade, Lee did have Santa cornered for about 10 minutes. So I figured that he would have a pretty good Christmas this year.
Yeah, I was really able to monopolize his time until I asked to sit on his lap, and he said, oh, no.
That's when he said he'll give you anything you wanted, right?
That's right. <pretty much. laughs>
I need to remember that next time. But, well, good. I know that you've got your young family there, and I'm sure that everyone had a good time and plenty of good family and fellowship, huh?
We had a fantastic time, and I hope the Barretts did as well.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, had a good time. And
did you get everything you wished for?
Well, sure. Yeah. Just a couple of days of R&R was...
all you wished for.
That's really all I needed. Everybody seemed happy, and the kids have new electronic devices that they are seemingly enjoying. So
terrific. Yeah. Terrific.
This is kind of a weird week to me, and I don't know. It's just kind of hit me this year, I guess, and maybe because Christmas Day fell on a Sunday and New Year's Day is on a Sunday. But there are a lot of people that, I mean, some businesses aren't open, you know, restaurants and things of that nature. It, not mm-hmm. everybody is in the full swing.
Right.
So with a lot of people taking that time, maybe it is a good time of the year to take a look at those New Year's resolutions and not only do that just for the gym and, you know, whatever, you get better organized, whatever you want to do, but also consider some financial resolutions. And thought maybe you could help us out with a few tips with that.
We love financial resolutions.
I bet you do. But isn't this really a great time of the year to be looking at that and saying, hey, I would really like to do this coming up in the next year? Right now is the time to do that.
You know, I like, it's as good as any. You know, to me, I say when you've got the money, it's a good time. If you don't have the money, it's a good time to plan for when you have the money, what to do and how to do it and how to achieve those goals.
Or so, a good way to plan to save the money or get the money.
That's right. That's right.
Well, that's kind of what we're going to talk about today. Some New Year's financial resolutions with financial advisor Lee Colvin. So hit us with some, Lee. Give us some resolutions here we can consider, maybe.
Definitely. Number one, Brian, let's contribute more to your retirement accounts. Contribute more to those retirement accounts. Number two, let's reduce your debts. Try to reduce those debts out there, especially those debts that we may have accumulated during Christmas time.
Oh, boy.
Number three, build an emergency fund. That's always one that everyone likes to talk about or at least consider. Four, don't overreact to volatility in the stock markets. And number five, let's be aware of different types of risks that are out there in place of our money.
All right, so we have contribute more to your retirement account, reduce your debts, build an emergency fund, don't overreact to volatility, and be aware of different types of risk. So let's take these kind of one at a time. Is this a good time to actually be contributing more to retirement accounts, particularly in this time, ending one year and starting anew?
Only if you want to retire one day.
Well, let me write that down. That's a question I'm asking myself. Do I want to retire one day?
You know, unfortunately, Brian, the real answer is it is inevitable. that we are going to get older, and each new year means that you are 1 year closer to that retirement date that you might be wishing or hoping for. And, you know, to help yourself build resources for the lifestyle that you've envisioned, you know, there are a lot of ways that people, what people see to help envision that retirement. But you want to try to boost your contributions to your 401k or maybe other employer-sponsored retirement plans that you have available to you. You know, you can do this if you get a salary increase. Maybe you can devote at least a part of that increase to your 401k. I know that that's what I did for a while is, you know, if I knew I was going to get an annual increase, maybe this year I used that money to increase my 401k and the next year used to increase my living or just split it, you know, part for living, part for retirement, either way. You know, so just think about that. It's an automatic thing. You're not used to getting the money. It's an easy way to increase your 401k. Also, at the same time, try to max out on your individual retirement accounts or your IRAs. For 2012, you can contribute up to $5,000 a year on an IRA or $6,000 a year if you're 50 years or older.
I'm so glad that you actually posed this question by saying, if you want to retire. Because if it were, if my wife wants me to retire, I'd never retire. Keep you out of the house, right?
That's right.
So contributing more to your retirement account. Now, someone who maybe works in a location that doesn't have a retirement account or at least a 401k they can contribute to, those are things that, is this a good time to be looking at that?
Exactly. You know, that they can contribute to those individual IRAs that we mentioned. Or if they're self-employed, we can set up a, you know, several different options are out there for offering a business retirement plan for them as small business owners. And also, you know, if you just haven't looked at your 401k or IRAs because you saw the recession, it made you sick, and you just don't want to look. Again, you're getting a year closer to retirement. It's time to look. It's time to make sure that what you have is going to get you there. You know, give us a call. Let's sit down, and let's make sure that you're at the right point in your life or at the right point in your account growth to get you to your goal.
You mentioned another one of the financial resolutions to take a look at, reducing your debts. Boy, if Santa didn't bring a big bag of cash, how can you reduce those debts?
You know, and it is much harder sometimes than it sounds, but, you know, just look for ways, Brian, that you can cut down or consolidate your debts. You know, it may not be easy, but believe me, it's worth the effort. Because the lower your debt load, the more money you'll have available to invest for the future. You know, maybe it's just, you know, I know for me personally, it was, hey, you know what? I don't need that, you know, $50 cable bill. Let's call the cable company, cut it back to $25, and there's $25 a month that can go to it. And you start cutting all those little things out of your monthly budget. You can find, you know, maybe a few $100 extra to work toward paying that debt off.
And there you go. That's a way to, I think we can do a little better if we have a goal. So if we have a debt that needs to be paid off, then we can meet that goal rather than just trying to reduce the entire thing. You know, tackle
right.
One at a time maybe.
Definitely.
Or a couple. So that's reducing your debts. We talked about contributing to your retirement account, reducing your debts. What was next? Emergency fund. That's one of those important things that unfortunately sometimes kind of gets left behind.
It does. You know, whether you're trying to build on that 401k or trying to work on that debt, unfortunately we do forget sometimes to make sure that we do have a little emergency fund set aside. And you know, if you don't already have that emergency fund, which we usually suggest, depending on someone's living expenses and their lifestyle, having between 6 to 12 months worth of living expenses, you know, try to start building this soon. Again, you don't have to start with a lot, but, you know, try to put something away in a liquid vehicle, maybe one that's separate from your everyday checking and savings accounts, one that you don't see every day. And without such an emergency fund, you know, you may be forced to dip into your long-term investments to pay for unexpected costs. And, you know, things like that could be a major car repair. Maybe a new furnace in your home, maybe a medical bill or something like that. But all those things can certainly weigh in and cost a lot. So try to just put a little extra aside. Maybe, you know, it takes a while, but try to build up to 6 to 12 months of emergency in your living expenses.
Okay, so when you say liquid vehicle, you're not meaning like some type of electric car or something. You're talking about maybe like, you know, some type of an account where the money is sure. accessible.
Exactly. A savings, a money market, you know, maybe some short-term CD, something, you know, outside of your regular checking or savings that you're used to seeing and used to spending on a regular basis.
It, from personal experience, it needs to be one of those out of sight, out of mind things.
Definitely.
and continue to keep it at a level because you'll know when you need to find it, you'll know where it is. But if it's not right there, it's a little easier to overlook.
That's right.
Let's see. Emergency fund overreacting to volatility. Boy, this has been... 2011 has definitely been a year to see some ups and downs and big swings in the markets, and we kind of figured that there would be some 2011 would be kind of like that.
We did. You know, the markets have been volatile. You know, we've had some big gains followed by some big drops followed by some big gains again. And, you know, it's been a true roller coaster pattern, if you will. But, you know, Brian, try not to let large short-term price movements influence your investment decisions. Many of the factors that cause jumps or declines are not that relevant to your long-term results. They're not going to make that big a difference to what your goal is long-term. And as an investor, you want to focus on long-term. Try to concentrate on building a portfolio that's suitable for you and your individual goals and with your risk tolerance. You know, you always have a certain amount of risk you're willing to take. Make sure that you're not exceeding or not accepting the amount of risk that you're really willing to take on that investment.
I guess it could be both ways, could it not?
It could.
More risk than you really would like or not enough risk.
That's right. It happens too often.
Well,
both ways.
Isn't that why? Because that changes. I mean, just like the volatility in the market, that so does your situation. You know,
exactly.
So there you go. And that's why it's important to get with your financial advisor to take a look at that, whoever that might be. I know a pretty good one. I'll tell you about him in a minute. Let's see. Finally, you mentioned another financial tip or financial resolution for the new year. To be aware of different types of risk. So when we're talking about investment risk, what are you speaking about here?
Well, you know, for many investors, investment risk strictly means the possibility of losing principal when the value of an investment drops. But consequently, to cut back on your risk in the face of a volatile market, you may sell off stocks and load up on certificates of deposits, or what most people know as CDs. Maybe bonds, or maybe some other so-called safer investments. But each investment actually does carry its own type of risk. Brian, for example, let's say that you own a CD that pays a 2% rate of return. And in today's environment, let's say that our inflation rate is 3%. Then you will lose purchasing power over time. So earning 2% in the CD is actually going to lose you 1% versus what the cost of living increases are worth each year. And if you wanted to sell your bonds before they matured, then you'd have to sell them at a discount if the market interest rate had risen above the coupon rate of the bond, because no one would pay the full price for them. And so you just want to be aware that no investment is risk-free, and try to build a diversified portfolio that can help lessen the impact of one's specific type of risk.
Certainly never thought of it that way, but you know, you think of safe investment, you know, and I guess that's the word that, or that's what you're trying to get there. When you're investing, there is risk, no matter what it might be, and maybe it's not one of those risks that's kind of out front there, but that's where we need to be better consumers and better investors, and know what risks there are out there for whatever we're doing.
That's right. And you know, all of these ideas can go a long way toward helping make 2012 a good year, and hopefully to make progress towards your important financial goals. So, you know, try to plan ahead, make the right moves. You know, it doesn't mean that you have to use all of these and implement all of these today. But take one, take two, use them, and just keep the focus close to your eyes, close to your heart, and work on it for the next year. See if it won't help you out.
Lee, it's been a pleasure. Lee Colvin, a financial advisor with Edward Jones, 907-7056, the phone number, by the way, to get in touch with Lee if you would like to ask any questions about what we talked about here today, have any financial questions. He would be a good guy to talk to about that. 907-7056 in the South Rutherford Boulevard Public Shopping Center, the Edward Jones offices of Lee Colvin. But that is Lee Colvin joining us here this afternoon on Rutherford Issues.